Downtown Phoenix, it's 50 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Huzzah! Weekends now through March 31st.
You love the Renaissance Festival!
Great shopping, a giant crafts market, new shows featuring sea fairies, mermaids, and merriments,
non-stop feasting, and more!
The Renaissance Festival is back!
Weekends now through March 31st.
Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or RenFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
The Fly Mackey Show.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together. It's like in 1 year, there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency. It's just, isn't that crazy?
You can become a millionaire too. Gain knowledge on how to spend money to make money in the digital age the right way on the Fly Mackey Show. He's a Donald Trump Bible thumping conservative every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Song America, just know that we are always a world at war. I brazenly broadcast from the KFNX's studio Führerbunker as my commandos surround the station with arms drawn. To protect this powerful radio signal and enigma message as it reaches the gridirons, cities, farms, and ranches of America. Von Wehunt takes control of the radio station.
You can begin.
Darf ich mir zunächst einmal erlauben, und ich glaube, ich spreche im Namen aller Anwesenden, unsere Freunde darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Weststreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Ihre Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
Yes, President Trump had a very successful State of the Union message on Tuesday night. He's already been attacked by the militant left.
The State of the Union and the day after, the president and the White House saying the address was a call to unity. The president pointing to the economy and then moments later warned against continuing investigations, calling them ridiculous and partisan. Well, tonight, Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacting, calling it an all-out threat. The president is now firing back and what the Democrats have now sent to Robert Mueller. Here's senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today defiant after President Trump's blunt State of the Union warning to Congress.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations. If there is going to be peace and legislation, there cannot be war and investigation.
Today, Pelosi said the president's words amounted to, quote, an all-out threat. And the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee announced a sweeping new investigation into the president, his family, his finances, Russia, and beyond.
His effort to discourage any meaningful oversight of the administration, that's a non-starter.
President Trump fired right back.
He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself. It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country.
All right, so let's get right to Cecilia.
Yes, we all know that's true. The militant left calls you and all of us the dregs of society, the deplorables, the vast right-wing conspiracy. And now I bring you a special transmission. Because if you were a Democrat during the State of the Union, you heard this, a transmission from Berlin as the Führer speaks to the nation. I do this radio show for the love of radio, as it is my passion in life. I don't do it to be famous or to be a household name from coast to coast. Though that would be cool, that is not my focus, as I do the show for the people, for the ideals which we hold sacred, for the country, and I have the radio scars to prove it. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. For our struggle, my friends, is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of darkness, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms, and against spiritual wickedness in very high places, like the Speaker of the House. As you must put on the full armor of God, so that you may stand your ground against the devil's armies and schemes. Thomas Jefferson once said that the tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of tyrants and patriots, to keep liberty and freedom free for all, as it is not free at all here at home. So tonight, we are one Volk. We are one nation. We are the Radio Reich.
Thank you. has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Get to know the locals behind local businesses Saturdays at 3 p.m. as they tell their stories. The Phoenix Network, sponsored by Local Motive Marketing.
Tune in every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Eisenhower said, plans are nothing. Planning is everything.
The Paladino Financial Group believes the same holds true for investing in your retirement account. It is not those who invest smart during peaks in the market, but those who plan smart for the long term that gain the most from their retirement savings. Creating a sound plan today is the first step to making sure you have the money you need during the income distribution phase of your retirement plan. To request a consultation, visit www.paladinofinancialgroup.com and take the first step towards planning smart for your retirement.
It's your daily act of civil disobedience. This is the Joe Walsh Program.
I think what's going on down at our border right now is really pretty simple. Look, when you throw rocks at our border patrol agents, well, you're no longer some poor migrant seeking asylum. You're a criminal, and you ought to be arrested or you ought to be booted out of this country.
This is the Joe Walsh Show.
Nights at 7 p.m., Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
America has awakened as we stand as conquering heroes on the captured battle flags and banners of our defeated enemies once again. We are the distant thunder in America and the mighty fortress. Now, our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Go to arizonagoldexchange.com for diamonds, gold, coins, and guns. They're at 2535 East Bell Road in North Phoenix. And this is our episode, infamous episode 153 of the legendary Von Weehunt Show, with a star date of 2/8/2019. And this is the Trump victory at the State of the Union speech show special tonight. We salute you all, and we're very glad you're here.
I was driving down Sunset Boulevard.
That Screaming Skull by the Fleshtones. Very cool song. Folks, many people in America today are just drugged out. 80% of the American public is worthless and weak. They wanted to defeat you. This is not your father's country. Yes, people are getting with new groups. They should be. This is what the founding fathers wanted. But the elites want to splinter you all into many different political factions. Now, some people say that there are concepts and topics of civil strife or civil war, and even mentioning that is dangerous talk in America. We don't want any of that. We want peace and prosperity in the land. Yet, the mass media is always stoking these flames and stirring the pot in America and throwing down the race card. Predictive programming, they call it. They are trying to determine everyone's actions and reactions. We have an information complex in America right now. An intelligentsia, if you will, that works against you and me. And this is their paradigm for our contemporary nation and world events. In my view, we are now uncoupled from the elites who desperately try to rule over us. Now, I stand before you with the nationalist flags and banners decorating the studio tonight. The nationalist front gets stronger every day in America and Europe, while the two main parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, get weaker in America. We're hoping that the Trump wing of the party will dominate the right wing going forward, and the Republicans. Because the old establishment, their old talking points, will not curry favor in the next general election of 2020. Now, the left are using propaganda techniques that would, in my view, humble any Russian communist or Chinese dictator, such as Stalin or Mao Zedong. The mass media in America has now allied itself with the far left progressive movement to absolutely crush you and any kind of traditional thought in America. The militant left has now turned President Trump into Tsar Nicholas II, branding him a menace to society and a threat to their so-called democracy, though we live in a republic. Dark days are coming to America, boys. At this rate, within 10 years, the entire country will be deep, dark Democrat blue if this trend continues. The Democrats want mass abortions. They want incredible high taxes, 70, 80, 90%. And you mark my words, the minute Trump is gone, they will open up these borders and they will encourage, even fly over, millions more people, and they will encourage caravans and mass illegal invasion of all of our neighborhoods in America. Because to any Democrat, the rich is you. The way they will define it is anybody with a job will be classified as rich. First, they'll start with the uber rich, then they'll start with the billionaire class, the millionaire class, the thousandaire class, and then they'll get down to the lower and middle classes, and they will call them all rich. And they will abscond with your money. Make no mistake about it. The Democrat elites in America, they really want this country to go into a full-blown depression. And then when America collapses, they will then go into full communism, not socialism. They want a totalitarian state, which they seek. The Democrats will continue to create this chaos. And then they'll have the nerve to blame you and enact their new world order. They will make America into a third world country. Isn't it true you go into many parts of Phoenix or any large city, you see those poor, huddled masses. In tents, tent cities abound. Begging for change all over Phoenix. I can't even stop at an intersection. I've got four or five guys with cardboard signs. Or women. Begging for change. Begging for something. They don't want food. They want your money. Yet they somehow find the money to buy their cigarettes and to have a cell phone and to wear Nike sneakers. Go figure. This is what they want for America. The Democrats want to implode it from within. They are the enemy within. This is not your dad's Democrat Party. It's not the party of JFK. It's the party that wants to implode America. So when I tell you to prepare for war, I mean that. Not that we want it, but the problem is the Democrats want it. They want it desperately. That's the only way they feel they'll be able to seize power. Power over you. Remember that the globalists, the Democrats, and the elitists, they view this new world order of America and the world with glee and enthusiasm. And they truly believe that it is the world's future. And they're pushing it big time with their George Soros-style immigration in all these Western countries. Let's get Glenn on the line. Our command bunker has advised me he's showed up on our Enigma code machine. Glenn, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through if we can. Get Glenn. He's a good caller of the show. A barbarian in his own right. Is he there? Glenn, speak up. Okay. Is he on the line? Great. Let's get Irish on. Let's patch him through. We have lots of callers. Irish, are you there tonight?
Irish Pirate is in the house.
Nice, nice. We're about to go to a hard break here in a minute. Start and hang on for the next segment. But we'll get back to you in the next 15 minutes. Hang on,
always
Irish.
Ready.
Great, sir. Stay with us, folks. KFNX, 1100 AM. We're your radio battleship all across the country. 602-277-5369. New callers, you get to the front of the line on my show. Stand and deliver. I shall return.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
There's confirmation from Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker that he will appear before the House Judiciary Committee tomorrow. Correspondent Manuel Raju has the latest.
The committee has a wide range of questions that Democrats want to ask him, including conversations that he may have had with the president about the Mueller investigation, about discussions that may or may not have occurred with the president about his decision not to recuse himself from overseeing the Mueller probe.
John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress, has died. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says the Democrat was a master of legislative deal-making and a staunch advocate for civil rights.
John Dingell was a great American, a great man, and certainly a great congressperson, and a great legacy because his family had been involved in the United States Congress. If I recall correctly, he was actually a page. His father was a member of the United States Congress, and he truly upheld this institution with great love.
John Dingell was 92. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 221 points. The S&P was down by 26. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for tonight, mostly clear with a low of 36. On Friday, sunny with a high of 66. Partly sunny and 66 on Saturday. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 50 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the Valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive 5 of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Own or manage a local business? Online marketing absolutely needs to be part of your growth strategy. It doesn't have to be a difficult, daunting, and expensive task, and Search Control is here to help. With over 9 years in the Valley, they are truly experts in local marketing. Whether it be ranking in Google, managing Facebook ads, or building a new website, they handle it all. Meet with the owner one-on-one for a free one-hour strategy session. Only good things come from a conversation. Call 480-626-7166 or visit searchcontrol.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
If you ever listen to NPR, they have a soft, alluring, and deceiving voice, which hides a horrible Democrat Marxist ideology. But the Von Wehunt Show is toxic masculinity. We are the show on steroids. We are brute strength. Right, Metallica. Let's get Irish Pirate on. Let's patch him through. Then we'll get to Glenn and Brett, the surfer. Hang on, we have more callers than 1 hour can provide. Irish, are you there tonight in all your glory?
I am definitely here, and I'm ready to party.
Yes, the Sandman has entered the building. So what are your thoughts tonight about our show on steroids tonight, sir?
This show, as always, seems to have its own ideas and run with them.
Powerful.
And I have a few myself. I am absolutely flabbergasted. I think it was right at the beginning of Trump's current term,
where they were talking about, he'll probably reverse Roe versus Wade. He'll, you know, all these things are going to happen. All of us who are really into pro-choice are really going to have to bear down. I remember how all that talk was going on as he was going to assume the presidency. Well, gee, it's funny how all of a sudden now we're talking about all the different crazy abortion ideas that are somehow becoming law.
They want to make infanticide legal in America. Like I was saying before, the Democrats are trying to make the extreme mainstream in America. Think about it. The things that were totally off the table 30, 40 years ago are now mainstream. That's their goal, you know?
And we're learning the only real reason they're getting away with it now is because there's money involved.
That's right.
Literally, people are willing to buy the fetal tissues and all the other crazy stuff, and that was unheard of.
Satanic. They're selling baby body parts, my God.
And so what I can't figure out is the hypocrisy that they are allowed to do this under. I actually, before coming on the air tonight, I looked up 18 U.S. Code 1531. Clearly says you can't do that. Wow. It talks about who's entitled to damages. You can even do, I'll give you an example. It's so deep that even the maternal grandparents, if they are harmed emotionally, can sue somebody for performing an abortion. I'd love to at least get that on the news.
Now, get this, Irish. I fully predict, and I'm the only one on radio saying this. I know it sounds far-fetched. I know it sounds crazy, but I truly believe within, say, 10, 20 years max, that the Democrat Party would have a child sacrifice at their Democrat National Convention. They would do it just to shock people because by then, at this current trend, that will be viewed as normal, at least in from the left. Your thoughts, sir?
If anybody on the left can actually show me what normal really means, we're supposed to be representing ideas. And by doing so, this is a republic. And so the law
supposedly is
supposed to be upheld first.
Right.
And then you should be able to, if you don't hurt anybody else, be able to get away. I am an equalitarian libertarian. Why hurt anybody would be my attitude. And then you could do whatever you want.
Unfortunately,
that does not interest certain people who actually get their jollies by, number one, inflicting problems on others or making it hard for them to be able to achieve their freedoms.
That's right.
So I always have to ask the left, where do you get the idea that it's okay to kill a child in a ninth-month term of a pregnancy? I mean, you can't even say that. What was it? I think there was an interview with somebody who'd been doing legal abortions for quite some time, and they actually asked him the question, how many times have you ever had to kill a child because of the safety of the mother? Mm-hmm. And they said, there's always a way not to have to kill the child. There's tricks you can do.
The Democrats think it's cool, hip, and trendy, man. They want to kill the baby one day prior to birth. To them, that's perfectly legal in their eyes.
Well, I, for one, am a child whose the natural mother flatlined during my birth. And so I can honestly say there must be a condition of some sort. And the answer is there is always something you can do to save the mother and the child, you know, in these situations. And therefore, the excuse that you have to do anything to a child for the purpose of the mother, like that harsh, is beyond extreme. It's actually a hypocrisy.
I know it sounds crazy. I can see the IRS where the Democrats, a baby will be born. They're pretty much doing it now. And they will determine if the baby will live or die. It'll be a Democrat doctor. And they'll say, well, in this zip code where you live, there's too many kids. So the kid's got to go. Or it's the wrong this or that. And it's eugenics. It's what they want. It's what they're pushing on America. Your thoughts?
Well, they're pushing things on America, but we already know the answer is it's in the dollar signs.
Right.
For example, Northrum in Virginia, the reason why they're after him to get him out of there is that he was exposed receiving a $2 million kickback from Planned Parenthood. They don't want that to be made public, so they just hang a sign on him and get rid of him to try and make it look like there is something else wrong with him, and he'll still be supporting the party and doing what they do from behind the scenes. He's corrupt enough.
God. Yeah, it's so true. Irish, I thank you so much for calling the show. Your final thoughts, sir, to America.
You're welcome, Von Weehunt, and this show is still the cutting edge. We're allowed to say these things on the air where so many shows have gone extremely wet dish rag limp.
Yes.
Still get a chance to go to the cutting edge like we do.
Yes, so true. And, folks, this is why I'm a nationalist, because the Republicans are not strong enough for me. The Democrats are far, far weaker. But this isn't the party of Reagan anymore. It's the party of Jeff Flake and McCain, people that stabbed Trump in the back. Let's be frank about that, okay? We don't pull any punches on my show or mince words or water things down. No! Irish, you're right. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Let's get Glenn on from his North Valley bunker. Glenn, are you there?
I am here, General. Thank you.
How are you? And then we'll get Brett on. What are your thoughts tonight, Glenn?
Well, I think, number one, we have been backed up and empowered by our fearless leader's spectacular speech Tuesday night.
Yes, it was a successful speech. Well done, Mr. President. Well played.
Amen. He has given us confidence and by his strategic tactics, and he's shown his spine by the utter brilliance in his remarks.
That's right. That's right. And did you catch all the facial contortions of facelift Pelosi?
Yeah.
I mean, that lady looks like a serpent head.
Well, I believe that's the result of some of the drugs she's on.
Absolutely.
Look, I wanted to ask you a question before my time expires this evening.
Yes.
Eventually, you know, the taxation, which is extreme, that they propose, it is a path to a takeover. Do you have anything to say about the value-added tax perhaps being a vehicle for that?
Well, I do, but I'll cut to the chase. I have always been for a national sales tax. Let's abolish the IRS. They should be only collecting the tariffs and the national sales tax. All Americans, when you earn your paycheck, you should not have income taxes. That was totally wrong. 1913, they passed the Federal Reserve Act. Woodrow Wilson was one of the worst presidents in America, mm-hmm. and he brought us the IRS, the beast system in World War One. So we're about to go here, Glenn, but your final thoughts, sir?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. You know, the federal income tax, I think, is unconstitutional.
It's evil. It's evil. And all Americans, you should keep 100% of your pay. And then when you buy something, that is when you pay your consumption tax to the dysfunctional Uncle Sam. Thank you so much, Glenn. Call back anytime. We appreciate you. Folks, we shall return. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
The Von Weehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Weehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Weehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Weehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
January's Healthy Cells magazine features Arborose Senior Care, celebrating 20 years of personalized independence care and changing lives one heart at a time. Arborose offers adult day club, assisted living, and memory support with an array of services and activities to maintain independence so you can enjoy a better quality of life your own way. Visit Arborose Senior Care's Mesa community. Call 480-654-8200 to schedule a tour. A free copy of Healthy Cells magazine is available in 2,000 locations like pharmacy counters, medical offices, car dealerships, and community centers.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
The greatest station ever, KFNX, where X marks the spot. And Arizona Gold Exchange is our proud sponsor. Folks, get down there, 2535 East Bell Road. Give them a call, 602-493-7777. Great store, guns, gold, jewelry, and they will buy your scrap gold at top dollar. Let's get Brett the Surfer on and the Highwayman. Brett, are you there tonight? Let's patch him through. He's surfing somewhere. I can hear you fine. And we're trying to cater to some Democrats, what is your gender identity tonight, Brett? Are you a man or something else?
I consider myself a man.
I do, too.
I consider myself a creative man.
Okay. We can check that box for the HR team that is always out there in corporate America. They say there's 200 genders. I disagree.
I find that fascinating.
And we will ask some our spot questions to some callers, but what are your thoughts tonight, sir?
Well, I just think the speech, I thought it was well done. I thought Trump did a great job. I love the expression of Pelosi. Pelosi just kind of grimacing in the back.
Oh, that was classic,
man. I think there was a little bit of saliva on the sides of her mouth. I don't know.
She's shuffling her papers. Did you see when she did that first clap? It was like a seal clapping, but she pointed her fingers kind of in a menacing way, like a witch.
Kind of like a devil sign.
Yeah, it's like a devil Illuminati handshake. And I saw her pointing at Trump's head. Very weird, man. Go back and look at that, folks. That's almost like a precursor of what of her fantasy. She's just a really bizarre witch.
Kind of, and all in white, you know, and then the dancing around, like these cackling witches in a way.
Well, we all know the Democrats, they started the KKK, and I've never seen so many Democrats. All they were missing were the hats. All the ladies there were in white. Serious, man. That meme has been going around Twitter all week long, the last couple of days at least. But, they're the Democrat ladies in white. I guess that's their new protest color. Who knows?
Oh, well, did you see Kirsten Sinema was there? She had purple on, I believe.
Well, yeah, but that's a whole different can of worms. She was wearing her boots on the Senate floor last week, and those boots were made for walking out of D.C., in my view. But you know what?
Yeah.
We invited Martha McSally on the show, just so you know. I know she's out there listening.
Really?
She never responded. So she, you know, on one hand, she lost the election because she never embraced talk radio. This is where all of the voters are. They don't.
That's an important thing.
Big thing. And, you know, for fun, I also invited Kyrsten Sinema. I knew she would say no, but we never heard from McSally. So if you're in politics, you need to embrace talk radio because we're the only friendly medium, guys, you've got. It's not the papers, not the TV. What do you think, Brett?
And I just think what you were saying, like a year, maybe 10 years down the line, where we could be.
Well,
and it's scary.
Think about it. The trends and the trajectory of the nation are what I talk about every week. If you take these trends and you put them out to their logical conclusion, you can only conclude a few things because each week I call it the unraveling of America. And it's also the quickening because it's coming at you hard and fast, America. You can't even keep up with the news because each day the shoe drops.
And you mentioned eugenics, and that's exactly what that is with these babies. I mean, they're going to be born. They say, "Well, yeah, do we want this one or not?" You know, and that's just insane. It's murder, and it's a sad state.
The communists have killed more people in their ideology all over the world. Hundreds of millions of people. That's their legacy. Blood is on their hands, and these ladies in white are nothing but communists, in my view. They're Democrat Marxists, and they want to usher America into a brave, new, ugly world. Brett, thank you so much. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Call back anytime. Love you, man. Let's get the highwayman on. The highwayman calling from his secret location somewhere in Phoenix. Are you there, highwayman? Yes, sir.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, sir. How are you doing?
Yes. They say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And I believe this is the second time Trump slapped Pelosi down.
Yes, yes.
Oval Office and House Senate floor.
Well, he grounded her when she tried to flee the country and go to Brussels.
That's true, too.
Which we all know is the international spy capital of the world. My questions were, was Pelosi going to Europe to meet her Russian handlers? Is Pelosi possible. A Russian spy? Your thoughts,
quite
sir.
Possible.
Where's the media investigating Pelosi and her collusion with the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin?
Let's hope Barr takes a hold of the DOJ.
Yes.
And cleans house.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, have you been to our sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange?
No, I don't have a way to get there.
You need to get over there, man. You got some great deals, guns and gold. And what are your final thoughts tonight, sir?
I think President Trump has made himself a rough road to travel.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to, like, you know, their symbol, folks, is the jackass, which now now stopped. It's in the middle of the street blocking traffic. That's their symbol. That is their party symbol.
Yeah,
and they will block anything just because they feel like it.
Pelosi and Schumer showed that.
That's right.
They refused to do the border deal.
Absolutely. Highwayman, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you. Call back anytime.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. And, folks, we have a few minutes here. We will first get some news from ancient Rome.
Further, for the coming year, all rents on low dwellings in the city will be paid in full by Gaius Julius Caesar. The acclaim of the Senate and people. Our beloved father, Gaius Julius Caesar, has been declared dictator for life. Furthermore, the fifth month is henceforth named July in his honor. The calends of February, our beloved father, dictator Gaius Julius Caesar, hath decreed that 100 new men be raised to the Senate of the Republic. The third day before nones, a public banquet will be held to celebrate those senators. Slaves and freedmen are not eligible. Any repetition of recent disorders will be punished with severity.
Yes, ancient Rome. Folks, we thank you for being here. If you want to be a sponsor of our great show, please contact me at the station. We're looking to expand and grow this fiscal year of 2019.